This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. I want to share something a little personal with you today that also is important commentary about what's happening in our societies. June 16th or so, this is Mike Adams here. For many years, even a lot of my own listeners thought that the things I was warning about sounded kind of radical, kind of extreme sounding. Like, what do you mean you have to evacuate the cities? You know, what do you mean that we can't trust the CDC? Like, what do you mean that vaccines are going to be weaponized to control humanity? What do you mean that big tech is rolling out a surveillance censorship state to silence the voices of everybody they don't like? You know, all these things, right? And 5 years ago, a lot of those things sounded crazy to people. I know because they would tell me, they're like, yeah, I really enjoy all your articles on nutrition, but when you were talking about how we have to evacuate the cities, man, that's just too much, right? Today, those people are evacuating the cities. And I know this because they're talking to me. I'm getting so many calls and texts and emails and posts on, you know, Skype and different messengers and so on. And they all say the same thing. Basically, they're saying, we're sorry we didn't listen to you sooner, because now we see that what you were talking about is happening all across America. You know, when I said that left-wing Democrats are evil liars and deceivers who rig elections and want to destroy America and overrun the country with communists and terrorists, right? Even a year ago, that sounded maybe outlandish to people. Today, they're like, oh, that's happening. That's happening right now in Seattle and other places. We see the attacks on cops. We see the racism and bigotry of the left that say all white people are bad. We see it now. Or even 6 months ago when I said, you can't trust the CDC, you can't trust the WHO, the vaccine industry is a criminal enterprise. They rig all the science in the Lancet. You know, I would say those things. Now, people are like, oh my God, the Lancet is just total fraud, trying to crush hydroxychloroquine with fake science. They had to retract the article. Oh my God, the CDC is just totally making everything up. Oh my God, Dr. Fauci and the NIH is a total criminal against humanity. Bill Gates hates humans, wants to depopulate the planet. These are no longer fringe ideas. This is mainstream conservatism and even more kind of libertarianism and independent thinkers as well. This is mainstream in America today. Half the population now will not take the coronavirus vaccine, right? Almost half, a little under, but close. Why is that? Because, you know, 4 years ago, everybody was lining up to get the measles vaccine. What happened? Well, people figured out they're being lied to. Despite all the censorship and the suppression of the truth, people still figured it out. As they were locked down as prisoners in their own homes and told, don't take hydroxychloroquine, don't take zinc, don't take vitamin C. You know, when Twitter was banning people for talking about vitamin C, a lot of people began to wonder, what the hell? Why is Twitter banning me for talking about vitamin C? What could be wrong with vitamin C? And they came to realize that the tech giants want you to get sick and die. They came to realize that Big Pharma is a massive money-making racket, a total fraud. They came to understand that the FDA is run by a bunch of criminals. The CDC is a criminal enterprise. And the WHO is run by communist Chinese. The whole system is rigged. The vaccine will not be safe. It's going to be rigged as well. Yes, you've been lied to this entire time. You've been lied to about the origins of the virus. It was engineered, wasn't just an accident. You've been lied to about what works to prevent it. They don't want you to know about zinc and vitamin D and all these other things, right? You've been lied to about the money supply, the Federal Reserve, all this money printing tells you right now that there's no reason why anybody should ever pay taxes again, right? If they can just whip up $10 trillion out of nothing, why can't they do that? Why can't they do $3 trillion every year and bypass anybody paying taxes? See, the actions of the establishment are exposing the lies of the establishment. And that's causing more and more people to wake up. People that used to be very skeptical of many of the things that I was warning about. Now it's all coming true. We now have refugees leaving the cities. I mean, actual sort of left-wing, I should say, refugees fleeing left-wing anarchy. So these are in effect, political refugees in America. We have prisoners of war in America right now. Those are the citizens in those six city blocks of Chaz in Seattle. Their land was captured by an occupying enemy force using firearms and the threats of violence to seize U.S. soil, and they've taken prisoner about 500 residents who can't even call 911 and have police show up anymore. They are prisoners of war in an actual uprising, a war against the United States of America. That is underway right now, and the mayor of Seattle is in on it, and the governor of Washington is in on it, and they should both be arrested and charged with treason, by the way. But this is happening in America. You, if you live in a city, your block, your apartment building, whatever, can be seized at any moment by radical left-wing terrorists called Black Lives Matter or Antifa, and you have no rights remaining. You will find yourself waking up in a new country, a country where you have no right to speak, where you can be beat up by a left-wing mob, basically mob enforcers, where you can be looted, you can have all your household goods stolen, you can be raped, and you can't defend yourself. Oh, because you gave up your gun to live in a city, you see. So all the things that I warned about years ago, telling you, you should get a gun, you should learn handgun combat, rifle combat. You should get out of the city, get out to the country, get away from what's coming. You should use nutrition and health and herbs to protect your immune system because there is a bioweapon coming. There's going to be an epidemic around the world. I've been warning about that for years. And many other things I've warned about are about to happen as well. The U.S. is going to be invaded by foreign troops. There's going to be an attempted military coup against the president of the United States, it looks like. There's going to be rigged elections. There's going to be a civil war in America. The civil war is already baked in. It's coming. And only now are many people realizing this. But I used to warn the FDA is going to go find people who own silver products and threaten them, knock on their door and seize their products and seize their bank accounts. I got an email this morning from a woman in California that happened to yesterday. The FDA is a rogue criminal organization that is running around the country intimidating people who purchase silver products because the FDA is a protection racket for Big Pharma. It is a criminal cartel, and so is the CDC, and so is the FTC, and so on. So all of these things are now becoming, well, obvious to people who couldn't see them even 6 months ago. So in a sense, what's astonishing about all that has happened in the last 6 months is that it has sort of reality has caught up to my warnings for you. I've been warning you about these things for many years. If you've heard my podcasts over years, and many of the listeners here have, they've followed my podcast year after year after year. You've heard all this before. Every bit of it I've covered in previous podcasts. I counted, I think there were 21 podcasts that I had in the last 3 or 4 years that warned that riots and civil war were coming to America and to get out of the cities. I mean, over 20 podcasts on that subject alone. And now it's here. Now people are seeing it. And I remember in podcasts years ago, I shared, like, why do I raise backyard chickens? I mean, people would say to me, like, you're the health ranger, man. Why don't you just go to the grocery store and buy eggs? You can afford it. What do you got to spend time raising chickens for? And my answer was, I'm raising chickens so that I know how to raise chickens when the day comes that there are no groceries. That's been my answer for 10 years because I knew the day was coming that you wouldn't be able to go to the grocery store and buy food. Why did I tell Alex Jones one day, shortly before I kind of parted ways with the InfoWars Network, why did I tell him on the air that I'm planting potatoes? Why? Because as I explained to Alex and the entire InfoWars audience, if you don't want to starve to death, you need to be planting food right now. And by the way, all these people who are kind of city preppers who have, I don't know, a shoebox full of garden seeds that they bought online, you know, all these seeds, but they've never done gardening, they're going to be just as farcical as the Chaz gardeners who are throwing cardboard on the ground and throwing dirt on that and imagining they're going to grow food. They have no clue what they're doing. So I raise chickens so that I know how to raise chickens. And now I do. I mean, I've hatched like 40 plus chickens this year alone. I collect eggs. You know, we've got roosters, we've got fertilized eggs. We collect the eggs, we incubate them, we hatch them, we raise them, we protect them. I use colloidal silver to keep down the mold and infections and everything. I know how to raise chickens from eggs to full producing hens and to protect them from snakes, coyotes, raccoons, owls, and other birds of prey such as falcons. And frankly, there's not a lot of people who know how to do that. I chose to do it so that I know how to do it. Same thing with learning how to make colloidal silver on an industrial scale. I manufacture colloidal silver out of Texas rainwater. Why? Because I know that that's going to be an important skill to be able to make these substances that have amazing properties to help other people and to help save lives, and also to be a barter item and so on. You know, why am I doing these things? Why am I planting potatoes? So that I know how to plant potatoes and how to harvest potatoes and when to harvest potatoes and how to look for diseases of potatoes and how to treat that. Why do I have kumquat trees and fig trees and banana trees and all these things? Because food is going to be the only thing that allows you. I mean, if you don't have food, you've got nothing. And the starvation chapters are coming. The food crisis is coming. And I've warned about that for years. And only now are some people starting to see it. So word of advice, especially to those who have listened and heeded some of my advice, word of new advice to all of you is, this is the time to double down on your skills. You might have enough preps. You might have enough food and ammunition and guns and whatever, land. But what about your skills? Because frankly, it's easy for us all to get lazy because life is too convenient today. It's too convenient to go to the grocery store. It's very convenient to do everything in society. You know, Uber and food deliveries and have someone else make it for you. Farming is hard. Raising chickens is hard. Raising ranch animals is hard. Reality requires strength and determination and skills and experience. And the people who don't have the experience aren't going to do very well as the societal collapse accelerates and the civil war starts to really kick off. So if you want to live, I mean, seriously, this is like a line out of the Terminator, but if you want to live, follow my podcast. I will do my best to help you stay alive. And you might want to go back and review some of the older podcasts. They're all on Brighteon.com, especially the survival-oriented podcast, because I talk about gear. I talk about why you should get out of the city. I talk about how to look for land to buy and the properties that the land needs and so on. I talk about all that. This is the time to put all that to use because we will be okay. People like you and I who are prepared like this, we will be okay because the riots and even the civil war is going to take place in the cities. They're going to burn down the cities, but they won't get very far into the countryside. So anyway, get prepared. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, and check all my podcasts at brighteon.com.